Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. We're talking all about spiritual business and giving you tips, practical ideas, practical applications, wisdom, what we've learned, what we know, all this good stuff in a jam-packed hour. So thank you for being here. We are talking today with Shannon Lackman, the psychic cowgirl, who has had her spiritual business for a while, as have I. So we have been really uplifted to create a space to share this wisdom with you, and that's why I can't talk. We're excited. Hi, Shannon. Welcome.
Hey, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Shannon and I were briefly talking before the show, and we have a lot to say, so I think I'm getting tongue-tied because of the excitement and everything we want to pass on to people.
I agree. It feels sizzly.
Yes, it does, because right now is when so many people want to go into business based on their spiritual talents, or they want to expand their spiritual business, or they're looking for more information to take their business further and make it bigger. There's just a lot of energy around this topic right now.
There is. I can't tell you how many clients I have who come for readings that are just on the verge of wanting to launch a business, but they're just not sure how to start.
Yes, I have been experiencing the same with my astrology clients. In a session, I can see some of the gifts or talents that they have, and they know that, but they don't see how they can make it into a business. And so I help them with some of those tips and ways that that can come about. So, again, there's just people who are really ready for this information. So I'm excited to talk about all this and to share what we've learned.
Me too. Creating your own spiritual-based business is such a journey, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, that's a really good point, is that the journey is about what works for you. And knowing that your business is going to morph over time, it's going to change. I remember when I first started my blog over 2 years ago, I had these ideas of what it was going to be potentially, but it changed. And so giving yourself room to expand and then also get rid of stuff that isn't working is really important, especially when you're starting out.
It's true, because it does evolve, grow, and change. I would say in the last year, or even in the last 6 months, my business has completely taken on a different energy than I expected, in a really cool way.
Yes,
I would not have guessed it.
That. Right, because 2013 is so different, too, than the previous years. So it's interesting to see how a business will evolve to match the current energies that are needed as well as your own current energies.
so true, hey? And you have to follow those energies. When you get that little spark of an idea and you think, oh, I can't do that because my business is this. Well, maybe your business is this certain way, but your business is telling you, hey, let's go try this. See what happens.
Yes, that's really important. For a business that's based on your own energies and your spiritual talents and your gifts, you have to follow what works for you, even if it looks different or a little crazy. If no one else is doing it, you know, you have to break down those own barriers that you might have put up for yourself and embrace that entrepreneurial spirit where you get to figure it out as you go, and it's about trusting yourself.
So true, hey. Trusting yourself. And I know when I started, I thought, yikes. And I did try to model after other businesses, and it worked only to a point. But it was a good way for me to get my feet wet, so to speak, about being an entrepreneur. And it worked until it didn't. And you have to follow those energies. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that's a really good point, because it is normal to sample, we'll say, what other people are doing and to see if that works for you, but there does come that point when maybe more things get into alignment for yourself and you click into gear and you think, no, this is what I really enjoy, or this is the direction I want to go. So again, allowing it to morph and change over time is so normal, and a lot of people don't talk about that. You know, I look at where I started, and it was one idea, and then it changed into something else, and it continues to change just as yours does. So you have to also be flexible and go with the flow. And I think it's also about maintaining your own values. Like, those are your foundational energies that will guide you through the changes.
That is true. And I also feel like you have to define success in your own terms.
Yes. Great, great point. And so, Shannon, what does that mean to you? What does success mean to you?
Ooh, to me, success means that I have the freedom to work on my business when I have time or when I want to or when I'm feeling creative or inspired, and the freedom to not work on it when I'm not feeling those energies and I need to go do something else, like with my kids or my husband or my cows. That is important to me, and experiences. Having this business has created for me the coolest experiences that I never would have guessed would happen, just even because of where I am on the planet. I live in it's not remote, but I live in a not very highly populated area on a cattle ranch with lots of wide open spaces, and I get to do some pretty amazing things from here. Who would have thunk it?
Yes, and how cool is that, that it works with your lifestyle, your business, you know, is uniquely you, and then it allows you to connect worldwide and have these really cool experiences. Can you share with us maybe what one of those experiences is or what comes to mind?
One of the cool experiences, the radio show is one of the cool experiences I get to have because of my business. I never would have guessed that I would have been able to do that. When I launched it, like, officially 5 years ago, I was working on it for a couple years before that. It started off as emails and then a blog. And I never would have guessed that it would have evolved to this point where I have a popular radio show and I can affect people in such a big way and they tell me about it. That's still so weird to me.
And so powerful and so inspiring. There's just a lot of energy mixed in with that, because it's so cool what you can do, what any spiritual business owner can do from their own home, from their own place, and then, like you said, the opportunities that show up as you go. And I want to let people know that your website is psychiccowgirl.com. And they can check out your blog and your services and all of your cool, cool offerings there. And I want to make sure we tell people, too, Shannon, about your new radio show, because it's you've had some big developments in that area lately.
Yes. Okay. So when I launched my business, it was called Goddess Power, Holistic Healing and Gifts. That was my business. And then I started to, you know, get more comfortable with using the word psychic, and I had a life coach, and the psychic cowgirl came out of that, which was more me, but I could, you know, sort of hide behind Goddess Power because that name isn't quite as controversial. So in the last 6 months, it's become really, really, really clear to me that Goddess Power as my business is no longer. It's all about the psychic cowgirl. That's what gets me business. That's what gets me attention. People want to hear about my life on the ranch because I do have amazing, strange adventures here. People want to hear about the lifestyle because it usually reminds people of something in their past that was good, whether they had a grandparent that had a farm or something like that. So I was a little bit shocked, and then I had to just go with it about just dropping Goddess Power and focusing solely on Psychic Cowgirl. Then when I made that decision, this whole radio show change started to happen. I was doing the radio show with a co-host, and her life has changed and gone to, like, some pretty cool things. So we came to the point where we had to stop doing it together because it was a time thing, and we were just evolving different ways. And I needed to focus on the psychic cowgirl because the psychic cowgirl is sassy, and it has an energy all its own. And now I launch a new radio show on August 13th. Can you tell in my voice how excited I am?
Yes.
The day before my birthday. I mean, how cool is that? And it's called Psychic Cowgirl. And it's going to be on Contact Talk Radio. It's going to be on at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, which is a great time for me because my kids get on the bus at 7:30 and then I can focus. And it's going to be a call-in radio show. I will chat about a topic for the first part, and then absolutely I'll be taking calls because I have a producer who takes care of all that for me. You guys talk to him first before you get to talk to me. Wahahaha. I love it.
I love it, too. It's so zesty and dazzling, and there's just so much energy with it because of this evolution you've gone through, as you described, with the name and getting in alignment with what works for you. And now you have this bigger opportunity, and this is big.
Contact
Talk Radio has a lot of great hosts. It's over at ctrnetwork.com if you want to check out what they share on a daily basis. But it just has this jazziness to it, Shannon, that is really exciting, and it's just taking you up another level in your spiritual business. And I think what's so cool is to know that with your business, you will always have the opportunities to go bigger and to try something new and to upgrade. There's just so many possibilities, and this is a great example of that.
It is. And this radio show change started with a nudge. And I sent an email to a totally different station, and that ended up being this big thing, which I didn't know when I sent the first email, because if I would have known, I probably would have been too chicken to do it. Because as it turned out, that radio station was affiliated with CBS. And I had no idea when I sent the initial inquiry email. And I did it because my spiritual team was harassing me about it. I'm like, fine, I'll shut you up. I'll send the email. And then they were totally interested. The only problem was the energy of it didn't fit with what I wanted to do. There was just a little bit too many conditions, shall we call them? So it wasn't as free-feeling as I like my business to be. So I did turn them down, and then it sounds good in my marketing that I did, and went where the energy felt clearer, cleaner, and more in alignment with me. I have to say, though, it was a scary, huge decision because the possibilities for both were huge, too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And trusting that inner compass is so critical. It's that thing we have to do daily. And then for business, it's even different because you can go into the marketing and the numbers and the potentials of one direction. But if it really doesn't match for you, you have to trust that and see what opens up next, because sometimes it is just that you're reaching a choice point about where to direct your energy, and there's oftentimes that better fit just around the corner.
Yes. And I have to tell you all, Molly was a huge help with her astrological expertise, because it was a big, big decision, and she helped me by looking at my chart and giving me advice and doing stuff for me, and that was invaluable.
Great. Invaluable. Well, I love to do that, because I do that in my own life with the timing of certain events and what I've launched. So, for example, with this radio show, I had the idea to do a radio show back in 2010. And I was thinking, oh, what would I say? What would I do? And then I looked at my astrology chart, and I saw some really big, heavy-hitting transits coming up that were possibly going to be very tiring, and I would have to perhaps need more time by myself instead of being out on a public platform. So I held off on my radio show because I could see in my astrology chart that there were just some bigger energies happening. And I'm glad I did, because the opportunity to do this radio show came around again in, that was spring of 2012. And it was much more supported. I was at a better place. I was glad that I waited. And so that's when I launched my radio show here. And that's what's so great about astrology, is that you can get that bigger picture understanding of what is good for you and your energy and how that will work with your business. So I love doing that, and I'm so glad that that paid off for you, Shannon, because, again, you landed at a better place. And what I love about your new radio show is that you have the opportunity to help other people with their businesses by offering them ads and ways to advertise. Can you let people know a little bit about that? Because that's the kind of thing some people might not even be aware of.
Okay, so I'll walk you through what happens when you have a radio show. So an internet radio show is not like mainstream radio. You do not get paid to have a show. You pay them for their expertise, for the time slot, for everything that they do behind the scenes for you, even on Blog Talk. That's how it works, right? And I had no idea about advertising and sponsors when I had the radio show on Blog Talk. It didn't even occur to me. So to offset what you pay, you can sell advertising time slots on your radio show. So for my new one, I have decided that I'm going to offer two slots for commercials, and the commercials are professionally produced. Contact Talk Radio does that part for you.
So cool.
If you're going to
advertise
with me. It is cool. They did my intro and outro and sent it to me. It's amazing. I can't tell you the energy of how it feels to hear that. It makes you feel so much more professional. It's cool.
Yes, so absolutely.
They will create the commercial for you. You just have to come up with the words. And I can also help you with that part, because they do give you some really great guidelines to follow. So then they create your commercial, and it plays during my show, during my commercial break, because I get to, you know, reset and regroup for a few minutes there, and it stays with the show forever. So anytime in from now forever, anyone downloads the show or listens to an archive, that commercial will always be there. Always, always, always.
That's valuable, because people listen to shows years later, and they listen on their own timeline. Like, you could be sleeping, and people could be hearing your advertisement or your show, you know, any place in the world. It's an exciting time to be doing that. Yes, yes. And so as part of your new show, you are able to offer those opportunities to people and to let them spread their messages to your 15,000 listeners.
Yes. That's just my ballpark starting. So on Blog Talk, we had about 1,000 downloads a week, 800 to 1,000. And I have to tell you, we didn't do a lot of marketing because Virginia and I weren't sure what we were doing. So on Contact, they do a lot of that behind-the-scenes stuff for me. So it automatically, my numbers are going to go up. And I don't know where they're going to go until I'm actually on air and we get the statistics, but I do know they will go up. I also know that when I promote my own stuff during my radio shows, I got business. I sold bracelets because I do have a store. I got more hits on my website. It works. And I better tell you that besides the two commercials, I'm also selling like a scripted thing where before the commercial break, if you send me like a 15 or 30 second little, it's I guess a mini commercial, I don't know what I'd call it, it's scripted, and I will speak that before the commercial break to give you that plug.
Yes, and that's such a great way for people to get out there more, to expand your listener base, have people find you. It's very powerful, and you don't have to do a lot, which is a really cool way to look at it as well.
Yes, and also because I can, if you advertise with me, you will have the opportunity to come on my radio show, and it only has to be for 10 or 15 minutes if that's all you're comfortable with, just for you to speak, because there is such power in your words and when you're talking about your business. That excitement that you have for it translates well on radio, and it will intrigue people.
And people want to hear your voice. There's just something about the human voice that is satisfying to us. So, Shannon, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, oh, yeah, I want to check out these opportunities and maybe, you know, and advertise with you, where can they go for that information?
They can go to my website, and I have a tab on there, Advertising with the Psychic Cowgirl. And if you have other ideas or something, you know what, just email me, and we'll set up a time, and we'll have a phone chat about it all. I will tell you what's worked for me, if you need that kind of information, and I will be flexible.
That's great, because this is good too. So if you're just starting your spiritual business and, you know, or you have one going and you're just ready to go bigger, it is important to focus on the niche markets okay, maybe you want to do like something big and grand and that gets you excited, but don't forget that there's a lot of people who have very specific interests that they want to know more and more about. And one of those areas would be, for example, like the Akashic Records, or for me, that's astrology, there's just so many different smaller niches within the spiritual industry. And so people have overlapping interests as well. So know that when you focus on a special area, you're reaching people who are, chances are, passionate, who are curious, and who want to know more. So don't overlook those niche markets. That's a very important tip.
Very important, because we do tend to forget, right?
Yeah, and it's easy to think about like the big websites or the big social networks and to think big, because that's where it's natural for energy to go, especially for marketing. But the smaller stuff can pay off big as well. And I've learned that through my own efforts and just what I'm drawn to and how I find people.
Yeah, completely true. And then it also builds you this foundation that if you don't have it, you will crash and burn.
Yep. And that goes back to that, what is success for you? Because I know that success for me is very similar to what you described, Shannon, where I like having flexibility and independence in my daily schedule. I like doing things my own way, being a rule breaker, or just having the room to make decisions that fit for me. And maybe nobody else is doing it, but then I get to try it and play around with it and see how it works for me. And so when I follow what works for me, the money shows up, and yes, it's a business, and you do want to make money and be supported in your life, but that's never been my motivation.
I agree. Because you forget that you're in it to make the money. It just becomes a payoff, sort of.
Right.
Every day is fun. Every day is creative. I mean, you can get bogged down in the details, absolutely, and that's just part of it. I think that happens so that when you're doing the stuff that you really like, you can really enjoy it more.
Yes. Yes, it's true. I have found, too, that I connect with other people who have those same values and people who are in it just for the money or for power or for authority, that is like, I always see that as like a balloon that deflates pretty quickly because people catch on to that in your vibration.
It's true. It's true. They might look like they have like a big following and all these people interested, but it won't hold up the test of time.
Right. Right. And that's also speaking to the new ways of marketing these days and how people find someone and what they're interested in. People want authenticity, sincerity, mm-hmm. integrity, and those need to be foundational as well in your business. And you'll know that by people you connect with and how trustworthy they feel.
Mm-hmm. I also want to add they want practicality.
Yes.
They want it to be able to work for them, and they want real people, not someone who wants to be the guru and hold themselves above. They want real people who have real experiences that they can relate to.
And part of that, too, is also just knowing, okay, this is a spiritual business, but you're human. And so you're going to make human mistakes, and you're going to have those lessons along the way, and you'll have to make some choices. I mean, that just comes with the territory with the business. So also to not be hard on yourself and to allow yourself room to make those mistakes and to figure it out as you go. It'll show up, you know, but it won't I guess that's where it comes back to why are you in business, and it should be for those foundational reasons that we mentioned, because that is what is going to sustain you.
Mm-hmm. It'll get you through the super busy times and the lull times when you know why you're doing this.
Yes, yes. And so what I would love to talk about, Shannon, is social networks, because or social media, I should say, because what I have found is that I am drawn to Facebook and I am drawn to Twitter, but I don't have an inclination to be on YouTube, and I'm not interested in LinkedIn. I do love Pinterest. I go crazy on Pinterest. But I have followed what works for me, because those are the places that I want to be daily or regularly. And so I think that's important, too, is to not overwhelm yourself and feel like I should do all of this and I should be everywhere. It comes back to following what works for you.
I completely agree. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I like Facebook the best. I'm on Twitter, and I'm kind of bad at Twitter. I tend to forget to go post stuff. So, yeah, sorry about my Twitter people. I'll try to get better at it. I am on Pinterest a little bit, but I lose way too many hours if I go there. But like you, I'm not on LinkedIn. I don't have a YouTube channel. I've thought about it, but it really feels like something else to do. Although, because my business is growing and evolving, and since I decided to follow the energies and focus strictly on Psychic Cowgirl, I am so busy that I am actually hiring an assistant right away.
Yes, great. Take care of those tasks that can take up all of our time, but you just need somebody else to do them for you.
Yes, so you can focus your energy on the things that work for you. I have found, like, over the years with this business, that I am better at it when I can do that. I've had virtual assistants do things for me. I've had other people hired to do things for me that I don't want to do. And, you know, you don't have to make it a big chunk of money to do that. You can do it in smaller chunks and make it work for you, but it frees up your energy in such amazing ways.
That's a really good point. Yes. Yeah, the support of somebody else and taking care of the tasks really helps.
Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't work, you just stop it, right? Because of the kind of business we're in, it's being a spiritual-based business, honesty is very important. So if you, like my assistant that I'm hiring, we both had the conversations that if it gets to be too much for either of us to work together, we will just stop. That's how Virginia and I did the radio show. We had decided when we started that if it gets too much for either of us to do it, we will stop. And we did.
Perfect. Great. I would also recommend for people that you don't know and that you're just hiring and outsourcing, you need to make sure and have some type of legal documents or something, whether that's
yes.
a non-disclosure or a non-compete or just something in place, because you are a business. And so the other side of this, of like Shannon mentioned, it's the practical components of making sure that you have everything in place. And I worked for many small businesses, and I've helped with those types of scenarios where you just want to make sure that you're covered with what you're doing and creating and following through with that through the legal channel.
Excellent. Excellent points, Molly. And you can also try people out by giving them a small task to see how they do for you, right?
Yep. Yeah, you could do it project-based or timeline-based, meaning I'm going to hire you for a month and then we'll check in, or I need you to do this project for me, and when the project is done, then we'll check in. So, yes, those trial basis are important.
And, again, you don't have to, but always know it is an option.
Yep, yep, yep. So let's talk about when you're getting your business going and more questions come up and you're wondering maybe which direction to go, or you have a lot of choices, and it can even feel overwhelming with everything that's possible or everything you want to create. What I have loved is being able to talk to my business and to have it speak and to hear what is needed to see what flows and what fits with the energies of my business. And Shannon, you helped greatly with that because of the service you offered about Akashic Records for Business, where you
yes.
helped me connect to what I needed to hear.
True, because your business has an energy. Like I spoke about, mine evolved, and now I have the psychic cowgirl, and it has a complete energy into itself. And I can tune into it and say, okay, is this going to work, or is this going to work, or how am I going to do this? And it has an energy, and it tells me. So your business has an Akashic Record, and the Akashic Record is the book of everything. And so your business has its own particular energy, and once, I guess how to explain it is I actually introduce you to the energy of your business so that you can know what it feels like to interact with your business energy and know what it feels like to have answers from it, and then you go from there. Is that a good way to explain
yeah.
it, Molly?
Yes, that's perfect, because that actually was my experience where I was feeling and hearing messages, but I didn't even know it was my business talking to me.
Yes.
And so it helped me to just understand it as that beautiful entity and then to speak to it based on that understanding. And that's what I love, Shannon, is that it just helped me get really clear. And now I talk to my business all the time. And as I'm saying this, I want people to know, like, this is how real Shannon and I are. I mean, we're just telling you all this stuff. I mean, we're not going to pretend like we've always had the answers and we know what's going on. No. You figure it out as you go, and you have more questions and more ideas and inspirations. But this is the real world experience that I've had, where it's been awesome to talk to my business and to find the priorities and the direction that way. And that's why I get excited, and I want people to know that they can tap into the same energy with an Akashic Records reading and meet their business in this way.
It is cool. And I know afterwards I felt like, huh, how come I didn't catch that before? When Psychic Cowgirl made it really clear to me, like, hello, I'm trying to get your attention. This is what we're going to do because this is how it is. And once you know that that's the energy you're tapping into and talking to, it changes everything.
Yep.
It will guide you.
It changes everything. Absolutely. Yes. And I want to make sure and let people know that because it's your birthday month, you're offering 20% off of these sessions. So just know that Shannon's available, and I give it two thumbs up because it brought me a lot of instant clarity. I just felt like a burden was released from my shoulders of having to figure out a lot of stuff. It was in that session with you, Shannon, that I had so much clarity and excitement and just felt ready.
Yes, and it can take you in places that you didn't even know existed yet. It's cool. It's very cool.
It's very cool.
I know that's what's happening with Psychic Cowgirl, but you guys have to wait. You have to wait to see what Molly's going to be up to because it's timing. We're not quite ready.
Yes. Ooh.
Same with Psychic Cowgirl. Yeah. There's things that are coming. You guys have to all wait. Wahahaha.
That's true. I know. There is like this. There's this huge launch I'm going to be doing in the fall. And if you're on the email list, you'll hear about it first. So you should check that out. But it's a really big deal. And nobody else is doing this. What I'm going to be launching, no one's doing it yet. And so that brings a little, it brings excitement and a little bit of, you know, everything. But I'm excited.
It's so exciting, people. You just wait.
Okay.
There's no words.
Okay. So I'm trying to, I feel like we have so many topics to go into because there's so much information to share about spiritual business work. And we talked a lot about the great things and the happy things and how you figured out, but there's also some of the ethics that are involved and what you need to have as your guidepost. And how strong you need to be with your ethics. That's a big deal, right, Shannon?
It is a huge deal. Yeah. Just made our energy go heavy. Because, you know, there are, the competition, if you want to call it that, which I guess that's exactly what it is, for spiritual-based business is huge. I mean, seriously, they're all over Facebook, they're all over Twitter. People doing readings, people doing this, people offering to this, marketing things, I can help you do this. You are bombarded constantly. Do this, you'll be successful. Do this, you'll be successful. It is so freaking overwhelming. And, unfortunately, a lot of them are just after your money and the ethic portion is missing. So there's that piece. There's also the piece about you have to know where your ethics are. One of my big ones is I will not tune into you without your permission. I mean, I get some surface stuff. If you're having a really bad day, I might, you know, give you a hug or chat with you about it. But I will not go deep into your energy without your permission. And I know Molly is the same because I was going to surprise my husband with one of Molly's cool readings she has offered right now. And I realized that ethically, I couldn't do it unless he knew about it first. So I said, by the way, I'm going to do this. Is that okay? He's like, yes, absolutely. So that is something you have to work through and figure out because, you know, we can. As energy workers, we can tune in where we're not supposed to, where it's none of our business. It is just something that we can do. But
yes,
if you do, there are consequences. Right, Molly?
Absolutely. And it's interesting when you're dealing with energy and the psychic intuitive realms because this is actually where some true colors can be revealed. And I've had readings with people that I now regret, but what can you do, right? It's over.
Yep.
But I've been more discerning about who I let into my energy field. And you've been really good about that, Shannon. Just you have to know people you trust and where you're feeling their integrity is in place and you know that they're not going to share your information with anybody else because believe me that happens. People chat, everyone talks to everyone. I will shut down conversations that are going too far. And you just raised a really good point, Shannon. I've had a woman who requested a surprise reading for her husband, similar to what you were saying. And she was really excited and she's like, I would love for you to look at his chart and then I'm going to share it with him. And I had to tell her, I'm not able to do that. I need to have his permission because I can't just look at somebody's energy without their permission. That isn't okay with me. And I wouldn't want somebody else to do it with my chart either. So I've had to say no to people who make those requests, even though it's innocent and it's a good intention. Then she checked with her husband and came back and was like, he says yes. But these are the kinds of things you want to look out for, because it can be a money grab and people don't care or they're not understanding. But when I look at somebody's astrology chart, I see a lot. And that doesn't mean I always go into it unless they want to talk about it. But there is a huge responsibility piece here, and make sure that you are connecting with others who have that same level of integrity.
And yourself. It would be really easy for someone to call me up and say, I'm having this trouble with this person, and I want you to, I have these requests. I want you to go tell me what they're really doing, or I want you to tell me about them. I can only tell you how it affects you and how you can change yourself. I can't tell you, or I probably can, but I won't, about somebody else in that way because it's just not ethical. But I will tell you this, it's easy to want to help and go down that road. But what will happen is, like what's happened with Molly and I, we've had readings from people and since then found out things about them or they've done things and we just really wish we wouldn't have. That is what will happen to you. Sure, in the moment, the people will be really happy and they'll want you to give them all that information. But you know what? They will go home and they will think about it and it will cross their mind that somebody else could do that to them.
Yep.
And you
so
just lost
somebody. That with your spiritual business, you are setting a standard. You are committing to excellence. You are putting into place a very powerful energy, and your clients will meet you there. The right people will show up. Don't be afraid about, oh, well, what if nobody comes and finds me, or what if I have no appointments? People will find you. They will know your vibration, and they will be attracted to how you do business. But you have to make these commitments to yourself. And Shannon and I have said, I have regretted what I've done before. I've regretted people that I've let see my chart because I found out after the fact that there probably was not confidence around my session. That's not okay with me, and that's why I'm also very stringent about who I recommend on my website and who I do not have on my website. So just know that you need to go on, I would say even word of mouth is one of the best ways to find people you can trust and who will respect you.
It's true. Respect is huge. Huge, huge, huge.
So that's one of the everyday real world scenarios around a spiritual business. But just because it's a spiritual business, you're still dealing with egos, human personalities, gossip, people talking, that just comes with the territory because that's part of being on Earth.
It's true, being human.
And so maybe we could also share a little bit more about some of the challenges of having a small business and being an entrepreneur because that is, it's a practical thing to be aware of. Like Shannon said, there's a lot of people out there doing all kinds of different work. And sometimes you might feel like, okay, who's going to find me? How am I going to be seen? Or where am I going to get clients? Shannon, can you share a challenge or something that comes to mind for you around having a small business?
There's a few. Of course, we all worry about if we're going to get clients. I have found, though, that if I want them, they show up. I worry less, but that came with practice, right? One of my challenges that I find being a smaller business is I do have a retail store, and I sometimes find that my suppliers won't give me the service because I am smaller, and it irritates me because I don't do that. For example, so I'm looking for advertisers, and so I sent out 2 emails yesterday. And this isn't my comfort zone, so doing this takes a lot of me talking to myself that it'll be okay. I sent it to one I do business with, and I got a super positive response. Whether it evolves into an actual commitment and money exchange, we shall see. But it made me feel good, and it made me feel okay about it all. And I sent one to another one, and actually I'd placed an order with them, And then I thought, hey, I really like them. I should offer them this opportunity because it is a limited thing. Not everybody's going to get to advertise with me. It's only those that I let. I received a reply like really quickly saying, turning me down flat. I mean, they were polite about it and professional about it, but hello, I'm a psychic. I knew that it wasn't even considered. The funniest part is they lost my order.
Wow.
I know. I was entertained. I didn't do it on purpose. Maybe I did. I don't know. And so there had to be a few exchanges through email because they lost my order. And so that kind of entertained me, right?
Yeah.
But it also
interesting,
makes me
right?
Think,
those messages there.
Yeah, it makes me think, do I order with them? I like their product. Actually, I haven't confirmed the order yet, so I said I would today because I was busy the rest of the week. And I'm really pondering. I'm deciding, like, am I going to do business with them? I mean, I realize they turned me down flat because I'm a small business. If I ordered with them once a week, once a month, but I do once a year, maybe twice a year, depending on how much I do promotion. So to me, I know they turned me down because they didn't think I was a big enough fish. That's irritating, but it is something we have to deal with as a small business, right? Some people aren't going to take us as seriously.
Right. Yeah, very good point. And just, you know, marching on, right? Okay, well, then the next
marching
place
on.
Will. You know, just knowing that that's what it is about and that it is about just being perceived as a smaller fish.
Yes. And, I mean, flip it around, though. I get to decide now if I'm going to continue doing business with them.
Absolutely, two-way street.
It is a two-way street. We may be smaller businesses, but we still get to choose who we do business with. I had a supplier when I first started that has really cool products. She was a total B-word to me, though. She flat out lied to me about some things, totally misrepresented. When I clearly asked a question, she lied and then basically turned it around that it was all my fault. I do not do business with them anymore at all. I don't care how cool their products are. The energy of them, forget it. I do keep an eye on them, though, and if that lady ever leaves, I will do business with them again. But I found other people with the same kind of products that I can do business with because they take the time and they treat me very, very well. Even though I am a smaller business, they still treat me with respect. That is important. Remember, it's your business. If someone isn't treating you with respect, you don't have to do business with them.
Absolutely. Yep. It's good for your psyche and your peace of mind to have that perspective too. And
yes.
To know that there are also so many other avenues to follow these days and ways to get your voice out there. And people who are at that same energy, that same vibration will be there and they'll show
yep.
up and support it.
It's true. And when you do business with people that are in alignment with you, like even getting like sessions and readings, it makes you all more successful.
I like that too because there's a support system available. There's other people
mm-hmm.
who you want to find that you know you can trust, that you can share
mm-hmm.
The ups and downs with and the figuring it out and knowing that there's enough possibilities out there for everybody.
There is. And just like even aligning yourself simply, like for the simple things with people that you like and trust, it just creates a bigger ripple effect than you ever know.
Yes, it's true. It's really true. And it's so great, too, because even if you are a solo entrepreneur and you're working out of your home office and there's a lot you want to do, knowing that you can have global support and the right people there to, I guess, just support you and who have common interests can help you feel in touch and connected, not like you're out on an
yeah.
island by yourself.
Absolutely, because it does feel like that some days, right?
Yeah, and I think it's good because for me,
mm-hmm.
when I have those days, I'll go for a walk or I'll let some ideas marinate or sit and I'll need to figure it out. But then I come back to my own self value and my strength, and I look back on, okay, I figured things out before, I've made really good decisions before. I think it's good for your self-confidence to have those times when you're by yourself and you choose what you need and you give yourself what you need.
Nice. So I have a question for you, Molly.
Yes.
Okay, so I happen to know that you are really good at networking on the social media. What tips do you have for us? Because I'm not.
The tip I have is you should network with me.
Awesome.
You should reach out to me. No, I just trust what I feel about some people, and I reach out to people and I see what they're doing and maybe I want to learn more about them or I buy their books or I follow my interests.
Okay.
And I will reach out and then it's always reciprocal if it works. So, for example,
okay.
I have some great contacts that I have developed good relationships with. It's probably 1 out of 5. It's not everybody.
Okay.
And that's where I'm discerning, of course, on the relationships that I want to take forward. But I feel like there's so many interesting people in the world that I'm always curious to meet somebody else, to see how I can work with them or support them or if we have some common goals. So I've always been that way. I mean, I've been that way
Nice.
For almost every job I've had. I've always been that marketing communications person, the person who plans events, the person who brings people together. So that's just been how I do things, and I love finding ways to support people and how they can reciprocate.
Nice. Do you guys hear her energy when she talks about this? She gets so excited. It's fantastic.
It is.
Because I watched you. I watched you launch your book, which is such a great book, and I watched how you did it all, and I was so dazzled. You were amazing. Amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice to hear. It was exciting for me, and that's also where I use astrology to get the timing because I had this idea of, okay, I should launch it on this day. But then I looked at my astrology chart, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's this window of 5 days. It's amazing in my chart. It literally happens once every 12 years. And
ooh.
I was like, this is it. This has to be it. It was really significant. And so I made that my target, and what's interesting is that it was against conventional marketing, and it was amazingly successful. And the book went to number one in a few categories because it went with my energy and who was able to meet me at that energy or who wanted that book. So, again, it comes back to working with your own energy and knowing that you have a lot of support with that. And the support is probably cosmic and beyond what you even see.
Nice. For those of you that don't know about Molly's book, you should just get it.
Yeah, you should just buy it. No, it's called The Art of Trapeze, and it's on my website. Or just go to Amazon, The Art of Trapeze. It's on sale right now. It's at 70% off for summer reading, but it's not going to stay that way. It's going to go up the end of a few weeks. So grab it while you can for a steal. And you don't have to have a Kindle. You can get the free Kindle reading app that goes on your iPad or your phone or your computer anywhere, and then you can read it that way.
And if you're Canadian, you can still get the free Kindle app from Amazon.com. I get books from there all the time to read. And
read
Molly's in a few hours. Yes, I am a voracious reader, but it was so good. I totally forgot that it was Molly.
Wow, that's so crazy.
It's good, and I am a picky book reader because I read a lot. So believe me, if I'm telling you it's good, it is. You'll laugh. You will relate. You will want to write your own book after. Seriously.
It's true. I've had people send me emails about that, and I'm like, do it. Go for it. Write your story. Share. Put it out there. If you have the urge to do that, it's because there's a reason why and because there are people who are looking for your messages and your stories. So I 100% support that. It gets me excited to hear people saying they want to do that.
It's true. The way you wrote it is so relatable. It did. I was like, hey, I've had that kind of experience, but on a cattle ranch in Montana. I should write my book about that. You did it so well. So well.
Thank you. That's so great. And what's crazy is that it took me a long time to write it, and then to hear you read it in a day, I was like, oh, wow.
I know, right?
Took a while to write it, but that's such a compliment, so thank you. Brings me to some... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, that actually brings me to something else about having a spiritual business, is that I learned I had to just do one thing at a time and get that going. So, for example, I started my blog, and I got that going. And then I went onto Facebook. And then it was maybe 6 or 8 months later that I was on Twitter. So I didn't do everything at once. I was slowly adding in a new ingredient to the recipe so that I could handle it and not be overwhelmed.
Ooh,
did you have that experience, Shannon?
Excellent point. Yes. And don't you notice now that you've had your business for a bit, whatever you focus your energy on becomes successful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Like when you focus on your astrology sessions and, you know, marketing those and letting people know, you get a whole bunch. When you are focused on your book, you made that totally successful. You know, intention goes where energy flows, right? So make sure that you're not spreading yourself too thin by trying to do 7 things at once. Just focus on one thing at a time.
Because you'll wear yourself out. It'll feel like too much, and you won't even get the results you want necessarily. You know, you're trying to be everywhere all the time, and it just doesn't work very well. And it's kind of, it can be deflating. And when you're first starting out, you want to follow the uplifting energy. You want to follow the excitement and what feels good. So don't overdo it.
No. And you sprinkle in those tasks that you don't like doing, right? It's like having to clean the house.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to clean the house before I can go write a blog, just because otherwise I won't do it, right? Same with your business. Sprinkle in those tasks that you don't care for. Make yourself do them, and then you get to do something you love.
Yes, that is important, because the discipline part of it is needed, and, you know, you do have to do, again, those tasks you're not necessarily drawn to, but they matter. You know, they're just a part of the bigger puzzle, so they matter. And I do that same thing, actually, where I reward myself. I'll start the morning with the things that I don't want to do just to get them out of the way, and then I get to spend the rest of my day focusing on what I really want to do and what feels good.
Absolutely. I totally bribe myself all the time. Yep. Sometimes it's just shopping.
Yes, why not? Shopping, chocolate, massage, acupuncture, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh. That all fits into self-care, but you can use it to bribe yourself to the tasks you don't care for.
That's right. That's legit. The other thing when you're getting started is numbers. And this is tricky, because the numbers show you, you know, who you're reaching or how many people are responding. And so they're kind of good, because they can be exciting. And it's like when you launch your Facebook page and you get 100 likes, that's exciting. I remember that. I remembered when I got likes from people I didn't know. And that was exciting. So the numbers can be uplifting, but I don't focus on the numbers too much, because there's always more, you know, there's always a higher number, or there's always somebody with, you know, 300,000 likes. And so don't put too much on the numbers right away, because it can be misleading. And, you know, you could have 100 Facebook likes, and those people are passionate about you, and they are engaged, and they want to know more. And that is gold. So, you know, focus on that instead of what the quantity is. Look at the quality.
Yes. And you can use the numbers to, like, uplift yourself. Like, go look and say, hee, 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 that many people were visiting my website today. That's cool. but don't use it as a marker necessarily.
Yes. Good term there, marker, right. It's good to just see that people are finding you and where they're finding you from. And these days there's so much data, and I did all of that. I was in the online digital marketing world, which is run by data, and who's clicking who,
right.
Where, when, how often. The data can go really deep, but I actually am not really a data person. I just like to follow what feels right for me and have that guide me and have that be why I show up and do this work every day.
Yes. I do confess to going and looking at the numbers if I'm having a bad day because it makes me feel better.
Oh, that's good. See? Perfect. Good.
I do. I go, oh, okay. Yay. So somebody's listening somewhere. You know, just when you're having one of those days where you think, am I really doing this? Is this really working? Because, you know, we're human. We have those days where we have self-doubt as this huge thing. Then I go look at the numbers and feel all better and move on.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's good, too, because you want to return to that place where you're feeling good about yourself and your gifts and what you're doing and what you're offering and knowing that it's needed.
Mm-hmm. And it is. And it's like there's a lot of competition for people's attention. So if you get 5 people that visit your website in one day, you should just celebrate that. Yes, you could have more, but celebrate those 5 because that was 5 people that were totally interested in you. Because the competition is huge, right? That's why don't get caught up in the numbers because the next day you could have 2,000. There's not really a rhyme or reason sometimes, or a consistent pattern.
Especially with social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook, you know, people unfollow all the time. People like a page and then unlike it. Same with newsletters. People unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Like, it's so so not personal, and it's just part
it's
of the
not.
Game. And that's where you come back to your commitment of what you're doing and allow that to guide you and know that it does grow. You know, you do want to be out there. You do want to be reaching out with people and initiating contact, but don't let it determine your value.
Perfectly said. Because you don't know why they're unclicking or unliking or unfollowing. It could be something simple as they're jealous. Right? I guess that's not simple, but it could be that. It's something that's going on with them, and they may come
yeah.
back to you later, or they may not. Or maybe they stole one of your ideas, and then they're ashamed of it, so they unlike you or unfollow you. You don't know, right? You don't know what's going on, so don't take it personally, even though that's super hard. But you know what?
Sure.
It gets easier with practice.
Yep. Sure does. It really does. Because as you get bigger, you know, your priorities shift again. And so I guess this is a full circle moment here where, you know, I started the show by saying allow your business to morph. And again, allow
yes.
your business to morph so that as you go bigger and connect with more people, you know that it's going to continually evolve. And that's also what makes it exciting.
It does. It's so exciting. And, yeah, you don't know where it's going to take you for sure. You just have to follow the energies and go with it. Take a few leaps of faith.
Yes, because it does, you are supported. And I find that a lot of people just need to know that. Like, I'm doing the right thing, right? Or this is what I should do, right? They're just looking for that affirmation and confirmation that a spiritual business
right.
is right for them. And if you have those nudges and whispers to follow something, it's because there's energy on the other side that's there to meet you and support you.
And support you, absolutely. And creating that, you know, firm foundation that we've talked about, it makes it easier to deal with the stuff that you may take personally if you don't have that firm foundation. I mean, look how many businesses made a big splash, or it feels like a big splash, and then they faded away.
Uh-huh. Yep, quite common. Yep.
It is common. because how do you hold up that energy, right? So if you make a big splash and offer stuff at a screaming sale, hoping to entice people and they will love you and they will keep coming, but then you can't offer that screaming sale anymore because you're actually not making enough money to make it work, and then they all fall away, well, you didn't start that firm foundation from a grounded, practical, place. You did it to reel them in and then suck them in, right? That won't work.
Right. It doesn't have long-term support.
And you find that all the time. Like, you'll get flashed at, like, great sale. And some of it is legit. I'm not saying all of it, as I have an offer today going on right now. But some of it's not. And you have to search through what would work for you. Would it work for you to offer everything on sale all the time? Because that is
right.
A marketing strategy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's big in the retail world. Stores will mark something up just to mark it down. It's that trickster energy.
Yeah. People will catch on. And you won't feel good about it either. After a while, it will just be too much.
Yeah, and then you're training yourself to devalue what you're doing. So
good point.
Just make sure that it's only, for the right sessions, the right reasons, the right time, the right products, and that it's not something that you rely on too strongly because that won't last for the long haul.
It's true. You know, and another interesting thing about the money part of it is, I know when I started, I offered my sessions at a price, and I had done my research. I found out what other people in my area online were offering at, and then I lowered it because I wasn't confident. And I got business. It was okay. But when I raised my price to meet what my competition, I guess it is competition, was doing, I got more business because I valued myself at what I truly was at.
Yep. Yes, and that's important too, like setting the right price. I found somebody who is marvelous at what she does, but her prices are really low. And I thought, why? Why is it so low? Why aren't you charging more? Because what you do is incredible. It's a fear thing. It's afraid that, oh, well, people won't pay more if I ask for more. But this is interesting because you really have to value your work and honor it and know that the right people will pay for it. They will absolutely see the value of what you're doing.
It's true. It's true. And if you don't value yourself, you can't expect other people to.
Yeah, you'll get a different type of client or customer coming in the door who then is always looking for a deal. It's just like the Groupon and Living Social offers, which I like. I use them. But I also know that the business that's cashing in on those is actually not making a lot of money. They're just kind of using it as a marketing to get their name out there and to attract more people in. So I feel like it's a good short-time offer. Maybe it's a one-off or it's something you do to get new customers in the door. But you don't want to be continually attracting people who are looking for a steal because that changes the energy of what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm. When I had my life coach, that was one of the big things we worked on, about getting quality, not necessarily quantity.
Yeah, and people want quality.
Yeah, and you don't want to be the person that helps everybody because your energy will be stretched too thin. You want to help the people that you can truly help because then cool things like this happen. I had a client recently who has been to see me before, and I said to her, you know what? The change in your energy from the first time you came to see me to this time, and she didn't come often, but she came enough for her, and her energy was so different. It went from trying to figure out how to be happy to being happy.
Huge.
When you...
That's, what a transformation.
And when you have your business with your firm foundation and you know who you are and what you're offering, that's the payoff. That's what will happen.
Yeah, that's important to let people know, too, that it does matter. And at the end of the day, that's what will sustain you. And so tap into that happiness part of loving what you do and finding the joy in it and allowing that joy to attract your customers and just sharing how happy you are to do what you do. People respond to that.
Completely respond to that. That's why the spoken word is so important, right? Like when Molly was talking about her book or helping people connect, the energy in your voice was so sizzly and excited, and people will respond. They feel it. Even if they don't consciously feel it, they do subconsciously.
Yep. Yes, it's true. And I think that's a really good point, Shannon, is that ultimately people want some type of personal connection. You know, they want to know there's a person on the other side of the website or who runs the Facebook page. And so being known for that or just making your presence known is important, and it's important to value that in yourself. You know, put yourself out there and share that part of you, because that's what people want. They want a person.
Because when you get down to the basics, having a spiritual-based business is you. It doesn't matter what you're selling, what your product or service is. The basic thing you are offering people is you, right?
It's true. And that's why it's such an evolving journey, is because then you, you know, you change and you grow, and things that you once did before, you no longer do again. It's learning about yourself.
Completely. That's one of the best parts. And just being aware of it, like taking that moment to look back at 2 years ago, what you thought, how you did things, how your life was, and realizing that, wow, look at all I've done. I know at times we do tend to forget what we've done and celebrate that. We're just looking to what we can do next.
Yes, a really good point. Really good point, because we need to acknowledge ourselves and, you know, give that to yourself and not even rely on other people to see it all the time, but to just see what you've created with your own energy and, you know, where it started and where it's gone so far, and then all the places it can go in the future.
So true. Because the possibilities are endless.
Especially in this day and age when there are so many things online and ways to share. I recommend, if you're looking to put more out there, do guest blog posts. Do some type of ad on a, you know, on a website, you know, do Shannon's ads for the radio show. You know, do the things where, that you like to listen to, you like to read, that you're drawn to, because that's also where people will connect with you.
Yes. Very good points.
So I made this show a little longer because we've gone over an hour. We're now...
we have.
Yeah, I know, time just flies. But is there anything else that we want to make sure and cover or mention so that we give people some more? We've covered so much that
we have.
Kind of losing track of everything. Maybe it's just some final words or some final tips and advice that people need to know when they're making their power, their spiritual business more powerful and more them.
Okay, well, we talked about following the energies, and that's important. Another thing that I usually suggest to my clients is you don't have to go big at first. You don't have to quit your day job and invest, get a bank loan, invest, you know, thousands of dollars and just make it all work. That is an option, absolutely. If your energy will support that and that's how you have to do things, absolutely. But if you want to start smaller and feel your way out, so it's, if that works better for you as more of a journey, which I had to do, then do that. Start part-time. Start smaller and take those baby steps. It doesn't mean you're less committed. It means you're honoring yourself.
And you're being practical about your life. I did that as well.
Yes.
I've been doing astrology for years, kind of on the side with friends, with clients here and there, and it's been gaining a lot of momentum and energy, but I worked part-time, and I made really good money part-time. And so when I was ready to transition full-time, you know, I was saving money, and I was putting it away, and I knew, you know, I can take care of myself, and I'm able to make the next phase of my life successful because I'm planning for it. So trust that timing and trust the planning process, because you don't have to create fear around it, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. Or worry that you're going to have to stop doing it because you can't make ends meet with it. If that is a big concern, definitely start smaller. Because we do have grand ideas and we think, oh, this is so going to work and I'm going to make lots of money and people are going to want it. It's not always practical, though. Because, again, this is a competitive business. There is so many people doing so many things that if you don't have your firm foundation, you'll just be another one.
Yes. And you mentioned a good point, too, Shannon, that, you know, it's, if you have fears around the money, you might also need to look into what those fears are, because you want to work through those fears earlier rather than later. And you can do that, you know, through Akashic Record stuff. You can do that through past life things. You can do that through other types of sessions. But, you know, work through those fears, because you don't want to take that energy into your spiritual business. And if you're already in business, you want to make sure and turn it around as quickly as possible, because it's important. How you feel about money is a really important thing when you're doing this kind of work.
It is very important. Here's something fascinating that happens. So when I know, or when clients will talk about wanting to have a business, one of the first things I check is if they have vows of poverty or habit of debt. And we do that through muscle testing. It's really, I mean, it's kind of shocking, but kind of cool how many people do have vows of poverty who are starting spiritual-based business because they've been in past lives. They've been monks. They've been nuns. They've been priests. They've been all these people that were spiritual for their time, and they took on those vows.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah,
it's shocking in a cool way. So we get rid of those, and it's amazing.
Things turn around. Yep, absolutely.
They do.
I also see it in astrology charts through parents, what you've taught, what you've learned from your parents.
Oh,
and
cool.
Depending on their generation and how they grew up, what did you absorb, or what did you learn, or what did they teach you around money and finances and your self-worth and work? A lot of that stuff can come up, and it's almost like some people get really quiet, and they're like, I never even know. I didn't even realize it. And so we look at that as well, and, you know, you can turn that around, and that's a really big deal for people right now, is coming back to that place of owning their self-worth and seeing how powerful they are from that place.
How about geographically? Do you find when you get, like, a few clients from a certain area that sometimes there's patterns and energies going on?
That's a good point. Yes, I do. There's definitely a difference in people who are in New York City versus somebody who is in, Tucson, Arizona, because the energies are just so different where they are and the lifestyle is different. So, that is a good point.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, lots of information. It's really quite cool. And then how all that plays into your business and making sure that you're choosing what you really want and you're choosing what really works for you and honoring that,
yeah.
Not fighting it, but honoring it.
Yes, honoring it and trusting it, totally trusting it. So Molly has a special on right now, too. You should share.
Yes, I do. Oh, it's the, I'm doing astrology readings for $33, which is the it's a 15-minute recording, and it's really simple. You just request it and pay, and then you receive it from me in 3 business days. It's on the website under Grand Sextile. I did these all throughout July and was absolutely swamped because people have so many questions, and I want to offer something that's affordable with a lot of value. So if you're looking for any answers, I am extending it through August to help you right now and to get some ideas. So you fill out the form and just let me know what you're interested in and what you want me to look at, and then I send the information your way. So pretty simple.
Very simple and full of information, let me tell you, people. It's good.
Lots of stuff comes through. And this is also how my sessions are different from other astrologers is because I'm intuitive, I hear things. Like I'll hear music or I'll see some spirit guides with you or animals. I've had some readings where people's animal guides show up. I get past life hits. There's all kinds of things that come through. Every session is really different, which makes it exciting for me, too, because I never know what's going to come through. But there's just a lot of layers of information, and that's what I love giving people, too, is that you get an idea of more of the fullness of yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's true. When you have, like, a session with Molly and it's the phone one and she's telling you about your chart, you just never know what's going to happen or pop in. And it's jam-packed full of information. I seriously have to listen over and over every few months because then I get another piece of information that's very timely.
Right. So, and I love doing that where you have recorded sessions, and you do that too, Shannon, and so do other practitioners, and the recorded sessions you just listen to over and over again. When I have sessions with people, I will listen to them a few times because you do get something new every time.
Yes. I don't record my sessions except for the past life regression because I can affect electronics in a not so good way, but people can record it themselves because I can't guarantee it'll work. I have knocked down the computers at Best Buy once. Whoops.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I try not to tell people that very much because I'm sorry. I'm on the same wavelength. I crash computers. I have to always buy the extended warranty on my computers because it makes me really good at research on computers. But, yeah, sometimes I can affect them. Maybe I'm just too much. In Best Buy, we had a little incident, and, yeah. All of a sudden, none of those computers would work, and I went, oops, I think I better go now.
That's really funny. Okay, so there you go. So Shannon's sessions are not all recorded, but now you know why. So notes are required.
I can't guarantee it, but yes. But I also, because I can do what I can do, I always put in place that you'll remember what you need to remember when you need to remember it.
Yep, that's true. Yes, and that's great because that happens as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are approaching the 90-minute mark, which I can't believe. And
no kidding.
There's been so much that we have shared. And so I want to let people know, again, Shannon will be on a new radio station starting August 13th. It's Contact Talk Radio, ctrnetwork.com. It's going to be lively and fun and jazzy, and I'm excited to listen. But put that on your calendars because it's going to be a good show.
And before we forget, Molly has agreed to come on my show once a month and share her super fabulous astrological insights.
Yay, that's right. I'm excited. I haven't been a regular guest on somebody's show before, and I like that it's yours because I think we're going to have a fun time. I mean, just look at our conversation here. We covered so many things, and it's like time didn't exist. So that's going to be fun astrology show.
It will be fun, yes. And so Molly comes on the last Tuesday of each month. That's what we decided, right? Yes. So she'll be on August 27th, I believe, is the first time.
Yep. I'll be there.
Yay!
And that'll be great because we'll be looking at the energies of the sun sign in Virgo, plus there's some other big developments coming astrologically. So, yeah, this year moves along quite rapidly and quite transformatively. Those will be some good conversations.
Cool. Yay!
Yay! And don't forget, everybody, that Shannon is offering 20% off for the month of August. So if you're looking for an Akashic Records reading or intuitive guidance or a past life regression, all of those good things are on sale this month, which is very generous of you. Super cool.
Yeah, so I don't have it on my website, the sale price, yet. I'll fix that today. But if you want one, you can just fire me an email and I'll send you a PayPal invoice or call me. You can always call me and we'll chat. Yes.
Okay, we've covered so much, my friends. I hope this has been really informative and useful. It's probably one of these radio shows you're going to want to listen to again because we went over so much. And so remember, you can always listen on iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio at any time. This is probably a show I'm going to keep replaying because there are so many people who are looking for this kind of information. And as you know, Shannon and I are quite real and down to earth, and we want you to be successful. So thank you for joining us for such a great show. Thank you for being here, Shannon.
Thank you for having me, Molly. It's a blast, as always. I can't believe time always just fizzles away when we're talking.
I know. It goes really fast, really fast. And it's been such a fun conversation, very real, very down to earth, but also inspiring, and to let people know that you can do this, that there's a lot of support and resources available for doing this work in the world right now.
Absolutely. Well, it's a long weekend here in Canada, so everybody from Canada, happy long weekend. Enjoy.
Wonderful. Great. Well, it's a normal weekend here in the States. So everyone have a beautiful weekend and come back for the next live show of Conscious Cool Chic every Wednesday. And thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure to connect with you, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Happy Friday, everybody.
Bye-bye.